Our scripture reading today, Proverbs 14:32, when calamity comes, the wicked are brought down, but even in death the righteous seek refuge in God. Romans 15:13, may the God of our hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
For those who are listening by podcast, we pray a special prayer for them, God, that you would touch them, heal them, meet them at their point of need. I ask that you would speak through me this morning, God. Let my words, God, touch the hearts of those who are listening. Make a difference. Allow their week to go better. We thank you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. All right. So today, as we know, it just feels like it's hard sometimes to keep hope when you turn on the news and it looks like there's chaos everywhere. And, you know, even in your own lives, it seems like, gosh, there's one thing after another. It's hard to hold on to hope. But I was having a conversation with a young man and we were talking and he'd gone through quite a few things. I mean, it felt like one thing after another. He'd lost friends to suicide. He'd lost family members. He, you know, just a lot for a young man to go through. And he said, you know what, though? He said, I just can't give up. He said, I just can't. He said, I don't know, but something just won't let me give up and go into despair. And I told him, that's hope. And that's where the title of my sermon came from, because I was thinking of our conversation. And I told him, that's hope. That's what hope is. It's that no matter what, we know that there's a God and he's concerned for us. We can't give up. His Holy Spirit won't let you give up. And that's why I picked that song on Christ the Solid Rock. It's really for that first line. It says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' love and righteousness. That's our hope. Our hope is in him. It's built on him. And knowing that he's not going to leave us, he's not going to forsake us, we can hope in him. We can put our hope in him. So I was watching, I don't know if you know or not, but Reverend Jesse Jackson passed away recently, and they had his celebration of life on. And I was watching it. And the one thing that really stuck out to me, and probably because I knew I was talking about hope this week, was that he would always say, keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. And that's what we have to do in these times that we are in now. We have to keep that hope alive. Even when we look and it feels like everything is just insane and crazy, feels like there's trouble on every side, we have to keep hope alive. Keep hope alive in us. Keep hope alive in our friends, in our, you know, sometimes someone just needs you to speak a kind word to them. Keep that, let them know you can make it. I know you're going through, but you can make it because God's got you. You know, just any little scripture, whatever it is, we have to work at keeping that hope alive. That's hope. That hope is what we need. We have to live, and our hope is built. Our hope is built on knowing that Jesus will never leave us and he'll never forsake us. That no matter what the trouble, no matter what the chaos, no matter what it looks like, Jesus will never leave you. And you can have hope in that. No matter what you're going through, you can have hope in knowing that even when everyone else, if your whole family forsakes you, Jesus will not forsake you. God will not let you down. He promised. And he's a God that keeps his promises. You know, we all say, I'm going to keep my promise. And then something comes up and we can't. But God keeps his promise. He's a God and he doesn't lie. I was just looking. I was watching a video this morning and it just had that goes across that. He's a God that doesn't lie. And I thought, that's true. When he says he keeps his promise, he keeps his promise. So we can put our hope in that. We can put our hope in knowing that he's a God that won't leave us, that he's concerned for you. He's concerned when it looks like you're going through one thing after another. Believe me, he knows. None of it slipped past him. He didn't say, oops, I didn't mean for that one to happen. No, he knew exactly, and he knows exactly what you're going through. So you can keep your hope and put your hope and your trust and your faith in him. You can't put your hope and trust and faith in me because I'm human. And I probably will fail at something, you know. I will try my best to be wonderful for you, but it's a good chance that being human, I will fail. But you can put your hope and your trust in God. I don't know, that just felt so strong to me this week. We need hope. We just need someone to encourage us to walk in hope, to know, don't give up. Don't give up now. Now's not the time to give up. Keep hanging on. My mom used to say, And this one, I don't know, it just always stuck with me because she literally said this all 40 years that she pastored. She said, if it feels like that, she said, just imagine there's a rope. Tie a knot in that rope and hang on to that knot. Don't let go. Hang on. Just imagine, you know, because sometimes we need imagery to encourage us. Hang on. And no, God's going to be there to hold you up. He's got you. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He's truly going to be with you always. My first scripture today is from Proverbs 14 and 32. And it says, when calamity comes, the wicked are brought down. But even in death, the righteous seek refuge in God. Even in our troubled times, we seek our hope. Our hope is in God. The wicked fall and they fail, but we don't. We're not like them because we know we have a God that we can trust in. And that just makes me think of, and I didn't write any scriptures for it, but I love the story of Joseph. Because if someone went through a lot of things before he got to God's promise, it was Joseph. And he kept hope. He kept on hoping. He kept on trusting in the dream that God showed him. And if you know the story of Joseph, his brothers were jealous of him. He had the beautiful coat, many colors. His brothers were jealous of him. They threw him in a pit. That's pretty bad. You could kind of lose hope being in the bottom of a pit, you know, and knowing that your brothers did it. Have you ever had family betray you? Knowing that it wasn't just any stranger that threw me in a pit, but it was Judy and Janice and Donna. You know, that would be devastating to me to think that my brothers threw me, but he kept the hope. He kept hope. And when they took him out, they didn't just throw him in a pit. They took him out, then they sold him into slavery. So they didn't just the pit wasn't enough. Can you imagine? That's one trauma after another. He kept his hope. When he got into slavery, he was the best slave. You know, if that's the word, he was the best servant in that kingdom. He was the best at it because his hope was that dream God showed me. That dream's going to come to pass. God doesn't lie. And I believe I'm keeping my hope in him. My hope is built on him. My hope is built on God. He got there and then he was accused of a crime that he didn't commit. Can you imagine that? Knowing you didn't do it and you're accused of this crime. And then they throw you in prison and you get in prison. And what did he do? He rose to the top. His hope kept him at the top, knowing God promised. He promised that I was going to be at this point, and I'm not going to give up on that promise. I'm going to be excellent. If I'm in prison, I'm going to be the best prisoner there is. And he rose to the top and was running the prison. He was in charge because that hope, his hope, that he knew what God had promised him. And if you know what God has promised you, don't give up on that. Even when it looks like it's not going to happen, even if it feels like you're in prison, if it feels like your whole family betrayed you, even when you feel that, know that you're still, God has that promise for you. He's not going to leave you. Keep your hope in him. Keep your trust and your faith in God, knowing that he will not leave us when it looks like the whole world is crazy. You can put your hope in God. And I imagine Joseph felt like, this world is crazy. How did I end up here? I was a kid with a coat of many colors. I was greatly loved by my dad. How did I end up here? Not only in prison, he had made friends and they promised, when I get out, I'm going to tell the Pharaoh about you. They got out and said nothing. They went on about their lives. He's betrayed. So then he's betrayed. I mean, and still he kept his hope. He kept on doing excellence, kept working in excellence still while in prison. And then finally, because God is a God that keeps his promises. And if he tells you he's going to do it, he's going to do it. Finally, the opportunity arose for him. And he truly was second only to Pharaoh in that whole kingdom. But he had to keep his hope. He had to keep that hope in God. He had to know that he promised it. He was going to do it. And that's what I'm encouraging you today, that what God promised you, if he said he's going to take care of your family, he's going to take care. Even if the kids are running wild and it feels like they are all crazy, if it feels like that, no, he's not going to leave you. He's going to bring them in. I always think of my brother, and my mom used to say, she said, you know what? I'm just going to pray for other people's children. She said, and I know God's going to bring my son in. And sure enough, you all know he's the pastor of the church. If you would have known back then, I don't think she would have even believed it. And she had faith. But That's that faith and that hope that he's a God that keeps his promises. So whatever's going on in your life, whatever you're going through, if it's sickness, he's a healer. Keep your hope in knowing that. Until the very end, he's going to be with you. If he's your healer, he's your healer. He's going to do that. My next scripture is Psalms 42, 5 through 6, and it says, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, the mount of Mizar." You have to put your hope in him. She said, even when you're downcast, have you ever been just really depressed? Just really depressed. But if you go and you sing a song, one of those really good, we used to call them those gospel songs. If you sing those really, really deep gospel songs, and I'm referring to my sisters and I because we would just laugh. My mom could really come up with them. She would find those hymns that were so soul stirring is the word I'm looking for. And she would sing those songs, and before long, everybody in the house would feel better. We would all feel better. We would all be praising the Lord. Because when you just put your, even when you're downcast, even when you're depressed, if you put your hope in him, if it's a song will heal. There's healing in that music. Grab you a Christian song. Grab you one of those hymns that we sing. My favorite, God Will Take Care of You. If you're just walking through your house and you're feeling that depression, or you're feeling down, or you're feeling even ill, God will take care of me. Make it personal. No matter where, no matter what, God, make it your song. Make it your own. Whatever you're going through, God will take care of me. Or whatever song helps you. That's just the one I like. But make it your song. That hope, that just builds up your hope in him, knowing that he's God that keeps his promises. He's never going to leave us. He's never, ever, 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 ever. Never means never going to leave us. Never going to forsake us. He's God. Isaiah 40 and 31 says, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." I really love that. We had a song our choir used to sing, and it said, "They who wait upon the Lord," or "those who hope upon the Lord, shall renew their strength." So when you feel like you can't make it, when you put your hope in him, you renew your strength. It renews you. You get that joy back. You get that joy, that hope. You get that hope back when you put it in him. It gives you that strength to get up. Right? Why can I get up the next day and do it again? It's that hope that we have in him. When you know it's been a rough time, but you get up the next day and he gives you that strength to keep on going. He'll renew your strength when you put your hope in him. When you put your trust in him, he renews your strength. It says they will run and not get weary. They will walk and not faint. That means it just won't overtake you. All the things that are going on in your life won't overtake you because your hope is in him. Your hope, your prayer, your belief, your faith, it's in God. Amen. We started this journey with him. So we can't give up on him now, right? We can't. We've seen him. We can go back and refer back to when he did it. If he did it before, he'll do it again. He'll do it for you. So I'm just encouraging you today to walk in that hope, to keep hope alive. To walk and know that is hope, that thing that keeps you going, that thing that won't let you quit. Like the young man said, "I just can't quit." He said, "I just can't. I saw some friends commit suicide." He said, I just can't. And he couldn't quite understand what it was. And I told him, that is hope. That is what hope is, that thing that won't let you quit, that Holy Spirit that keeps you going, that won't let you stop. He renews your strength is what that scripture said. He renews your strength so that you won't fail, you won't give up, you won't faint. Oh, it's too much. I've felt like that many times. I felt like I could just fall to the floor. This has been such a journey. I'm just so tired. But he won't let me. He's standing there. No, you're not. You're going to stay. You're going to stay right up. I'm going to keep you standing because there's things you have to do. So I want to encourage you today, and I'm going to leave you with one last scripture. But I want to encourage you today to grab hold to that hope, to that hope. Know that no matter what you're going through, you can put your hope in God. You can put your trust in him and know that he will not leave you. He will answer your prayer. He will be there for you. He is your God, and he loves you more than anybody, more than anyone can. He loves you. My last scripture is just an encouraging scripture, almost like a blessing over you. It's Romans 15 and 13, and it says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's my blessing to you today. May he fill you with hope, that you may overflow with hope, that when you go out and you run into your friends, when you're out today, whatever you're doing this afternoon, your hope is going to be so overflowing that they're going to leave your presence filled with hope. That is my prayer for you today, that you're so full of hope that it just spreads like the flu. But it's hope. You're going to spread hope to those who are around you, because you know God. You know God. You all, I just talking to everyone here now, I've known you all for almost 3 years. You all have got some stories to tell of God and what he can do for you, and how wonderful of a God he is, and how he kept you when you didn't think he would, and how he saved and spared your family, and how he spared you, and how he healed your body. Oh, that's the hope. You just use that as your example of hope as you're out. So my prayer to you today, let's go into prayer. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God, for your that we can walk in hope. We thank you, Lord, that our hope is built on you and your righteousness and all that you've done for us. We thank you, Lord, today. And my prayer today is for those who are here first, that you would fill them with hope, with peace, with joy, that it's overflowing, God, that it's overflowing and contagious, and that it'll just rub off on everyone they come in contact with this week. We thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord, God, for your healing virtue. And we thank you, Lord, that you are meeting the needs, God, that as they lay those prayers out before you, God, you hear them and you are meeting them at their very point of need. And we just thank you and we praise you and we lift your name on high, because you're such a wonderful God, such an amazing God, and your love for us, God, is so amazing. It's so amazing that you can love us, God, the way you love us. No matter what we have, what we've done, who we are, you love us. And I thank you for that, God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. And God, we pray again for all of those on our prayer list. Lord, each person, face by face, person by person, you know exactly what they need, what their requests are. And so we place them, God, in your hands, that you would meet those needs, that you would be peace and comfort to those who need that. And you would be a healer to those who need that, and a deliverer to those who need that. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And we do pray, God, that peace will come to our world. We thank you for peace, that you would have your hand in it and there would be peace. We thank you, Lord, that you would help and guide and direct our government officials, God, that you would guide them to make good decisions for everyone. And we thank you for it. We praise you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We ask that you would bless us on this week, God, that we would, God, be an example of hope to those that we come in contact with. And we give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.